You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 94 Red Cross staff and volunteers from Wisconsin are helping with Hurricane Milton cleanup. The Red Cross says if you can't volunteer, the next best way to help is to donate money. You can learn more about ways to help on the Red Cross website. You need a Department of Natural Resources permit to burn brush or debris in 13 Wisconsin counties. That's because ongoing dry weather is spiking the risk of wildfires. That'll remain the case for the foreseeable future. You don't need a permit for campfires or grills. There's more on the DNR website. Democrats are hitting battleground Wisconsin in the run-up to Election Day. Lisa Hale was with Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz in Green Bay yesterday.
Walz appealing to union labor and people who care about reproductive rights.
I'm going to make a message to the guys here. If you had any women you love in your life, your wives, your daughters, your mothers, and friends, let's not forget, their lives are literally at stake in this election. Let's be very clear.
Kamala Harris is scheduled to return to Wisconsin Thursday. I'm Lisa Hale.
First Lady Jill Biden stumped for Kamala Harris in Madison.
Another Trump administration would lead to more chaos, more greed, more division.
The election is in 3 weeks. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says he expects challenges to Wisconsin's election results. He tells WYSN-TV's Upfront that Wisconsin has safe and secure elections and that his Justice Department is prepared to defend the results if it has to. Spending is trending up in the race for U.S. Senate. Democrats have outspent Republicans so far, $93 million to $69 million, but Republicans are outspending Democrats between now and Election Day, $21 million to $15 million. Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde by 7 points in the latest Marquette poll. Rural voters could decide this year's presidential election. Sarah Janes of the Rural Democracy Initiative says that rural voters tend to be swing voters interested in the needs of working people.
They're very focused on working people as kind of the heroes of the economy and concerns that impact working class people.
The initiative's most recent poll finds Donald Trump leading among likely rural voters in 10 battleground states, but that support has dropped between March and September. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 24-year-old who died in a crash in the town of Hamburg has been identified. Luis Alberto Serrato Lanzas of Wausau was airlifted to the hospital after a two-vehicle crash. It happened around 5:30 p.m. at the intersection of State Highway 107 and County Highway L on October 8th. On October 11th, the Marathon County Sheriff's Office was notified that Lanzas had died of his injuries from the crash. The passenger of the vehicle was also transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The second driver was not injured. As the weather turns colder, remember to keep safety in mind when using heating in your home. Keep portable heaters 3 feet away from anything flammable. Always plug a space heater directly into a wall outlet. Do not use an extension cord. Be sure to test your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and replace batteries if needed. The weather is changing, and that means it's time for fall home maintenance. The Better Business Bureau is reminding us of important tips to prepare your home before winter weather arrives. Here's a few. Clean your gutters. Inspect your roof. Test your smoke and carbon dioxide detectors. Check your windows and doors for air leakage. Organize your garage and store patio furniture and other outdoor items inside. Sweep your chimney. Reverse your ceiling fans. Schedule HVAC maintenance for your heating system and protect your pipes in unheated areas. You can visit BBB.org for more home maintenance tips. The Let's Keep Talking Parent and Caregiver Series on Youth Vaping Prevention is tonight in Marshfield. You can join presenter Joanne Greenlee at the Marshfield Public Library at 6 p.m. tonight. Joanne will talk about vaping and explore the whys for teen vaping and discuss how you can help. That's tonight at 6 in the Felker Room. There's a free flu vaccine clinic today at the Pittsville Elementary School from 4 to 6:30. This is free for all children 6 months through 18 years of age, and they don't need to be students at Pittsville. Children under 18 must be accompanied by a parent or guardian. The flu vaccine is also available to community members 19 years and older if they are uninsured or underinsured while supplies last. Just walk in from 4 to 6:30 today at Pittsville Elementary. Be wary of healthcare scams posing as a government agency. The Better Business Bureau warns con artists use a variety of stories to try and steal your personal information. The scam usually starts with an email, text message, or phone call. Never share personally identifiable information with someone who contacts you unsolicited. Hang up and go to official websites. You can find more information at bbb.org. Ruby's Pantry is this Saturday, October 19th. It's at the Pitch Early Learning Center from 8 to 9:30 a.m. Each bundle is two large boxes of food, approximately 70 pounds, and the cost is $25 per bundle. They can only take cash on site. Come early and get in line. If they're ready early, they'll start early. You can get extra bundles and pick up for others. There's no limit as long as you can fit it in your vehicle. If you're looking for pumpkins, you can check out Emmanuel Lutheran's Fall Festival and Pumpkin Patch at the Mission Center by Home Depot. Tomorrow is the Fall Community Bike Ride. You can join the Wood County Sheriff and the Grand Rapids Police Department at White Sands Beach at Lake Wazeecha at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Bring your own bike and helmet or ride a River Riders Bike Share bicycle for free. It'll be a beautiful evening bike ride to see all the fall colors along the trail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks held on to beat the Bulls 111-107 last night in Milwaukee. Giannis with 24 points in 23 minutes. It was the Bucks' first win this preseason. Head coach Doc Rivers talked about the Bucks' new guard, Gary Trent Jr., and his ability at blocking passes.
Gary has great hands, unbelievable hands. You know, it's funny. He got whatever he got, but he had five more today that he just couldn't get to the ball. But he's a disruptor with his hands. He does a great job of doing it and staying in the defense.
NFL, the Packers say despite missing a field goal Sunday, they'll stick with place kicker Braden Narveson for now. College football, the Badgers' top wide receiver Will Pauling did not suffer a concussion in their win over Rutgers. Will he be ready to play Saturday against Northwestern?
You know, obviously it would be a little bit questionable from the start of the week, but I think that there was some good news in that there wasn't a concussion. It wasn't anything that maybe is major of some sorts. So we just got to see where he is and how he feels. And like I said, it's early on right now.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's your weekend box office roundup. Terrifier 3 did not disappoint moviegoers as it led the way in cinemas across the country. The horror film, which received a fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, took in over $18 million at the box office this past weekend. The Wild Robot finished in second place with $13.5 million at the gate. Joker Folie à Deux, the follow-up to The Joker, had a huge drop-off of over 80% from its opening weekend haul. The film pulled in just over $7 million in only its second week. Critics and audiences both panned the film, so it's not too big of a surprise. Folie à Deux just barely edged out Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, which came in fourth place, also with just over $7 million. But the Beetle-related sequel is in its sixth week of release and has made $275 million total. Rounding out the top five was the Pharrell Williams-inspired Lego stop-motion film Piece by Piece, which took in $3.8 million at the box office. New releases are just around the corner. Succession star Jeremy Strong does not miss being on the popular show. That might surprise some people, as it was an immensely popular show and won a slew of awards. Oftentimes it is mentioned as one of the best TV shows ever. Strong says he owes a lot to Succession, but the show messed him up. Strong says carrying the troubles of his character Kendall Roy for 7 years was almost too much. How much is too much? When asked if he would consider a spinoff where his character would be the star, he said it is not something he wishes to do. When an actor is willing to turn down millions of dollars, I tend to believe them. The film The Apprentice, about the life of Donald Trump and starring Sebastian Stan, has been given mostly good reviews, but it is getting torched by one critic in particular, who called it a politically disgusting hatchet job made by human scum. Any idea who that critic might be? Former President Donald Trump slammed the film, but it's doubtful many people saw his post because it was on Truth Social. Andrew Garfield says after Heath Ledger shot Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight, he felt a great sense of accomplishment. The Spider-Man actor says that when Ledger arrived on the set of his next film, with Garfield, called The Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, catchy title, that he was downright smug. Garfield shared stories of his friend on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast. Ledger passed away 6 months before The Dark Knight hit the big screen from an accidental drug overdose in 2008 at the age of 28. Garfield added that Ledger wasn't cocky about it, but just knew he had done really
great work in a really good film. It's always hard to watch a moving picture after reading the book, but Jane Austen fans still might not mind that Pride and Prejudice is coming to Netflix. The series is in the early stages of development. Variety reports that there is no cast yet attached, but this isn't the first time that Netflix has worked with Austen's material. In 2022, Dakota Johnson starred in the movie Persuasion. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a little frosty out there this morning. We are going to have a hard freeze later tonight into tomorrow morning. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the low to mid 50s here this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.